Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Yud, Chulin 10a, pagination is 19. We'll start about a quarter of the way down on the page. At the end of the line, you'll see a two dots, and then we begin at the start of the next line with the word Itmar. Itmar, we learned. Hashochet b'sakin v'nimtzis peguma. A person shecht with a knife, and then he found afterwards that the knife has a nick. And once the blade is not totally smooth, we're concerned that that part, that irregularity, was used during the shechita, and that would pull on the simanim, on the windpipe or food pipe, and would kill the animal not in the way of shechita, which is a smooth surgical-like cut. Rashi tells us, third wide line in Rashi, Yadua hush kisha shachat poda kodem shechita, v'haya yafe. He had checked the knife before the shechita, in the case that's being presented here, and it was good. But now, after the shechita, he checks the knife, and it has this nick. Omar Rav Huna, Rav Huna rules, afilu shire ba'atzamos kalayom, psula. Even if he chopped bones a whole day after the shechita, so that we have what to attribute the nick to, nevertheless, psula. The shechita is going to be pasul, because we don't quite know when the nick came, before the shechita or after the shechita. Even though you checked the knife before the shechita, chayshino shema ba'or nifgema, perhaps the nick came on the way in to the shechita in the hide. Keep in mind from this description, which is the way shechita works, we're not chopping the head off, perhaps like some guillotine, chopping through the bone, the back of the neck. We're cutting through the flesh part of the animal. And that's this description, that the hide of the animal might have caused the nick, which means it happened before the shechita took place. V'Rav Chista Amar Kshera. Rav Chista argues and says it's kosher. It's a good shechita. Shema be'etzem nifgema. Because maybe the knife got its nick from bone. Since you checked the knife before you started, even though it went through the hide, but if you chopped bones afterwards, I have what to rely on, and that's enough to rely on to continue attributing a kosher status to the knife through the time of shechita, which is all we're concerned about. After that, it has a nick. We'll fix it if we want to shecht more. Bishlam Rav Huna kishmaitei. I understand Rav Huna as he says, because maybe it got a nick in the hide. Al Rav Chista maitaima, what's the reasoning of Rav Chista to allow it? Omalach, he tells you, etzem vadei pogem. Chopping bones, that's a real solid thing to attribute the nick to. Or safek pogem, the hide, that's doubtful. Safek lo pogem, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Have a safek uvadai, we have a doubt, or a for sure. Vein safek motzi mide vadai. The knife started off with a good status. It went through something that might cause the nick, and then it went through an experience of chopping bones, which for sure causes nicks. So which one are you going to attribute it to? So he leaves the knife in its kosher status, does not worry about the hide, because he has the bones to attribute the nick to. We have such concepts in other areas, for example, by tevila, going to mikvah. There's a custom among women to alleviate some of their nervousness. They prepare for mikvah monthly, very meticulous, and then afterwards they might, in certain circumstances, certain stories, find something afterwards let's say between their teeth, and they worry, maybe I didn't clean properly. So if they clean properly, they cleaned properly. But there's an interesting custom among some women that they eat something after mikvah so that if something was found afterwards, it alleviates the nervousness. They have something to attribute it to. And it parallels to some degree, by way of analogy, this idea of chopped bones after the shechita. Does that change the status of the knife? Do I have what to attribute the problem that I'm finding now? Do I have something to attribute it to? Of course, these halachas are different, but we're watching a pattern. Let's turn over the page. And on the third line of the Gemara tells us, V'hilchas ha-kavaseh d'Rav Huna kishal lo shiber bo'etzem. We're going to paskin like Rav Huna if you did not break bones. V'hilchas ha-kavaseh d'Rav Chisda kishal shiber bo'etzem. And we're going to paskin like Rav Chisda if you did break bones after the shechita and then found the nick in the knife. Now realize that indeed Rav Huna said his ruling even if you broke bones. So if you did break bones, the Gemara says, we're not going to follow Rav Huna that far. And at that point, we would rely on Rav Chisda. Likewise, Michlal de Rav Chisda afagav de lo shiba bo'etzem. Your wording here that you're paskining like Rav Huna if you didn't break bones indicates that Rav Chisda would still permit it. If you didn't break bones, what's Rav Chisda attributing the nick to? Elabamai ifkim, in how did the knife get damaged? Eima be'etzem de mefarekes ifkim. It got damaged because he went too far in the shechita and he hit the spine bone, and that's something that Rav Chisda would be willing to attribute to, and that's something that we reject and do not attribute to. In short, Rashi actually says it over here. It's the fourth line in the smaller lines of Rashi. Velo sevira lan kavose limitli lekula biahine gia de etzem mifarekes. We're not going to rely on the leniency to attribute it to the bone that's in the animal, the spinal bone, because lofavgma lisakin tefemi, or it doesn't cause nicks so significantly more to the knife than the hide on the way in. Avo shevira satsamos. But broken bones, be'ahu vadei talinon, that you could rely that that's where this nick came from. And if the knife had been checked beforehand, we can assume that it remained kosher through the shechita. In Yoredeya Simen Yudches Se'if Tes Vav, the Mechaber writes, Hashochet b'sakun baduk, if a person shechts with a knife that was checked, and afterwards he broke bones, in the way of breaking, chopping, not going back and forth, which would be the act in shechita, and that would even go into the mefarekes. He's chopping. And then after chopping bones, he finds it's blemish. Shechita so ksheira. We can keep the shechita as a good one. We can rely that the breaking of the bones is what caused the nick. And if you have any other case like that, same pattern of psak, of ruling. He says, it dropped on the floor after the shechita. So if it's hard floor, some kind of, I guess, stone floor, marble floor, and it fell on the chudo, it fell on the blade part, not just that it fell, it has to fall in a certain way that would give us enough to attribute the nick to that incident, then you would have the same concept that you could attribute it to the incident that happened after the Shechita. Vim shiva bo etzem ha-mefarekes, but if you just went into the spinal bone, afilu derech shivira, even if you did that by way of breaking, that after the Shechita, he wanted to chop off the head, so he gave a zap to it. Ein tolen bo, that's not enough to rely on, mipnei shehu rach, because that bone is soft, and therefore is not sufficient to attribute it to, and that's the concept that Rashi outlined, that it's not that much different than the or, than the hide on the way in, and on that, we do not assume that that's where the nick came from. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.